Today's program is brought to you by Brooklyn Cares Veterinary Clinic, providing the highest level of veterinary care to pets throughout the Clinton Hill neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, and surrounding areas since its founding in 2008. For more information, visit brooklyncaresvet.com.
I'm Grace Bonney of After the Jump, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Animal Instinct here on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Celia Kutcher. I've got Jack Ensley Engineering, and we've got a really fun show today. Our topic, pet fashion. Pet fashion is an enormous industry. We're going to talk about it from how one gets started to pet fashion shows. Nowadays, you can dress your pet for virtually any occasion or reason, and my guests can help you do so. I'm fortunate enough to have Ada Neves and Jennifer Jo Moyer in the studio with me. Jennifer makes some wonderful handmade clothing for dogs, including sweaters and bikinis with six cups. If you're into pop culture, you may be familiar with Ada's work. She's a superstar in the pet fashion industry. Her work appears on TV, in movies, also in print. Ada's been featured on many TV shows, and in 2010, MTV's Music Awards hired her to replicate some of the most iconic outfits in fashion and music for animals. They were used throughout the show. Well-dressed dog owners love their work, and I can't wait to hear more about it. Hi, Ada and Jennifer. Thank you guys so much for coming out to Bushwick and talking to us. How are you guys today?
Great. So happy to be here.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you for having us.
I'm so thrilled you guys are here. This is going to be so much fun. I can't stand it.
Woof, woof.
So let's start out with just a simple question. How did you guys meet?
Well, Ada was already an icon in the pet fashion world when I appeared on the scene at my first dog meetup, and it was a Halloween event, and Ada was there not only with clothing for dogs, but treats for dogs and the most gorgeous cake I had ever seen, and was absolutely shocked to find out that it was for the dogs and not the people. And I looked around at my poor little underdressed puppy and said, uh-oh, I got to step this up.
Yeah, we connected immediately because she has a passion for animals, and obviously that's something that I have too. Uh-huh. So we became friends real quick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. So how did you guys get into pet fashion? Ada, how did you start this?
Oh, my God. As far as I remember, I started with my first chihuahua. On the early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I got a puppy. And then it was just a little thing, and I needed to keep her warm.
Yeah.
So I went to the store and got a sock and made holes on it, you know, for the head and the little legs, and I put it on the dog. But it didn't reflect in my personality.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to walk with the dog wearing a sock all day long. So I started playing with fabrics and designs, started dressing up the dog, and, you know, from there, it just bloomed.
That's so cool. And how about you, Jen? How did you start?
Well, I was going to pick up Meteor from the breeder in Kentucky to bring him to New York for somebody else.
Oh, you're kidding.
But he wasn't even supposed to be my dog. And so, wow. But I was already knitting. So I said, well, I'm going to knit this puppy a sweater because it's going to be cold on the plane. And so I looked up dog sweater patterns, and I knit the first dog sweater to bring him to Kentucky to bring him back to New York.
Aww, lucky puppy.
I got to keep him. So I used the leftover yarn from his sweater to make myself a hat so we would have something to match.
Oh, cool.
And that's how the whole matching thing started for me.
That's a great idea. And Meteor is a great dog. I mean, he's lovely. I like him very much. So did you guys study fashion design before you started doing this?
No, I actually started way before they were offering classes and certificates on pet fashion design. But as soon as the FIT in New York City, offered part of it in the program, I jumped into it and started taking it. And I'm actually the first graduate.
Congratulations.
As a pet fashion designer in the whole world.
Really?
And what year was that?
Yeah, that was in 2008.
Wow.
Yeah, 2008. And since then, the program has grown.
I'll bet.
And then there are many certified pet fashion designers out there. Not only that, there are other schools that are jumping into the opportunity because obviously this is a big market, and so many people are interested in dressing up their pets, not only dogs, but now cats, hamsters, a rabbit, whatever they have. They want to somehow incorporate their personality into the animal, mm-hmm. and I guess that people relate that to have them as member of the family. You don't have your family members naked.
Yeah, yeah. I think also things that you could never wear, you can put on your dog.
Yes, that's another thing.
I cannot walk around in a tutu every day as much as I would love to, but Fifi Gigi could rock a tutu any day of the week.
That's true. But don't give away my secrets. You know, sometimes I do wear a tutu. Don't ask me when.
So what are your favorite kinds of animals to dress?
Favorite? I wouldn't say that I have favorites. Jennifer, you have any favorites?
I only want to dress the dogs.
No, I mean, as long as it's an animal, I see it as an opportunity to not only have fun dressing them up and be creative, but also to create probably some attention on that species and mm-hmm. have people, you know, look at them in a different way.
Tell about the rats.
Yes, I was invited to participate in the rat convention, the first and only convention actually in the city. Now that I think the mayor is going after them.
But where did those rat dresses get you?
No, well, yes. No, I'm not complaining. I mean, arriba the rats.
She was on David Letterman.
Wow.
With the rats and the dresses.
Wow.
Yes, well, I dress up the rats. And the funny thing is that, you know, the first moment that they said rats to the audience, they were like, ooh,
yeah.
You know. And then I held the rat naked and they were like, ooh, you know, that lady's holding a rat. But the moment I put on a tutu dress. Everybody went, and the image just changed immediately. And I knew I got the audience right there, and I just went for it. So
now you know your audience is going to Google rats on David Letterman or rats in dresses. And they're going to see Ada with those rats.
You need to do that because these dresses are fabulous. These are not like little simple things. I mean, they're complicated sewing. These are real dresses.
They're fabulous. They have to be fashion.
They're fabulous. I mean, do you guys look at current fashion trends for ideas?
Well, you know, that's where the opportunity of being a seamstress comes helpful, because instead of making products on the, you know, mass market, I can't do whatever is trendy at the moment.
Yeah,
like right now lace is very popular, mm-hmm. and I love lace, so I'm working with a company that brings me very delicate fabric that is used for movies and things.
Oh, wow.
And I'm using that for making the outfits.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So for dogs.
Do you have
or cats or whatever they want to dress.
Do you have to be careful with certain fabrics? Like lace is so dull. Like I tear lace. Like I'm the worst with lace. Like do you have to back it or do anything so that the animals just don't go through it?
Oh, you're such an animal.
I have to speak for myself. A lot of the dresses are too delicate for the dogs to just wear around. Yeah. But a lot of the dogs that are wearing them are being carried around.
Yeah. That's true.
So, well, this is not something for everybody. Yeah. And most of the time, the people that are going to invest, in purchasing more delicate type of pieces, or couture, like they like to call it, for the dogs, their animals are used to it since they're puppies. So chances are they're not going to break it. You know,
that's a good point.
Fifi Gigi rips her tutus, getting caught on nails and things because mm-hmm. our houses are all under construction or where we go. If there's something sticking out, she's not conscious that she's wearing a 4-ply tutu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So a lot of her tutus are tattered. But, you know, just like a little kid who wears a tutu because she loves it and I love her in it and I don't care that it's ripped. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the times, if it's something that's really special, I just carry her around because
we do a lot of gala events in the city with the purpose of raise funds for, animals. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these dogs or pets that come to these events, they're so used to be wearing outfits and to be in that type of environment that they just pose and be them. And they're, you know, they're hanging out and the owner is socializing, having fun and showing off their fur kit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And so like when you dress up Meteor and Fifi Gigi, do they like it?
I have to say, like, I can't get inside their brain, but they seem to like it. And right from the beginning, when I started dressing him, like I said, when I picked him up at the airport,
yeah.
he was 7.5 weeks old. I put that sweater on him. It was the first thing that I did,
yeah.
basically. And I was dressing him throughout his whole puppyhood. And whenever I would bring something new home and put it on him, people don't believe me, but some people saw it happen. He would run to the front hall and look in the mirror.
Oh yes, well, it's positive reinforcement. This is what happens.
Yeah.
The animal knows that your attitude changes the moment that they have that they're wearing an outfit.
Good point.
They see you happy and they respond to that.
Yeah.
And they can also relate it probably to going out.
Yep.
You know, so instead of seeing a leash, they see an outfit and they're like, yes, dress me up. I'm going out and you're happy and it's great. Look at me. Take a picture.
But there's days that I'll hold up a shirt and Meaty will run under the bed. And then I'll pick out another shirt and he'll come out and put it in, and I'll be able to put it on. And I think I'm crazy even saying these words. But I have witnesses. It happens. I say, you want to wear this? Boom, he's gone.
Yeah, he chooses what he wants to wear.
He basically does. Yeah? Fifi Gigi's just happy to put on whatever I pick out.
That's so funny.
But he has opinions.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. I mean, you know, I remember being a little kid and being dragged, you know, strapped down and put into wool dresses and things like that. And it was like, no, just my jeans. Just my
jeans. Yeah, no, when you have 2 or 3 pets, for example, just like kids, you want to dress them matching, you know, accordingly, or even some parents, like I call them, they like to match with their dog.
Yeah, so like Jennifer, you make hats that match your sweaters. Do you get a lot of requests when you're making these clothing? Like they'll see the outfit that you guys have made and they're like, oh my God, I want this.
Well, all of us want Ada's dresses for ourselves, but she won't do that. But I don't do human sweaters because it just takes too long.
Yeah.
I couldn't charge enough to make a human sweater to match a dog sweater. But I do a lot of hats or mittens that match the sweaters, or I do a scarf that matches the dog sweater.
Nice.
And so that the person has something that connects to their dogs and my God.
It makes it very special.
Yeah.
And it's another way of bonding, you can say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I look the same as my dog.
It's very cute. I love the idea. I think it's a really smart idea, too, in terms of marketing, because it's the same way. I mean, I've pulled up animal clothing and the patterns. Some of them are so good. And it's like, why aren't they using this pattern or this fabric in human clothing?
Mm-hmm,
you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like, I wish I could just find that.
Well, on the same token, I had a bikini that had a little skirt bikini for myself, a black one with cherries on it. And then I went to a pet event and there was Ada wasn't even there, but someone was selling Ada Nieves clothes and there was a black bikini with cherry print for Fifi Gigi. And I was like, oh my God, I have to have this because we have to match.
She looks
way better in that bikini than me.
I love Fifi Gigi in the bikinis. I think the bikinis are hysterical.
But they don't have
so
six
cute.
Cups. They only
don't
have
they?
No, they only have the two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
There's no Dolly Parton in the Dolly World.
I don't even put them on her, you know, actual nipples, which are down around below her waist.
That's true.
As you know. As
that's
a,
true.
Or,
you know that I did some bikinis that were padded.
Yes, she
because
has two
we wanted to simulate,
bikinis.
You know, give a nice curve to the dog. So they were padded.
It's fun. It's
all
just
awesome.
Fun.
It sounds like so much fun. I mean, it just seems, you know, when you go to work in the morning, I mean, you guys, the work that you guys do is hard. I can only imagine how hard it is to make something for a rat. I mean, the sewing, you must be, you know,
the minutia.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I couldn't see that closely.
It's, it's fun. You need to have a passion for it. You really have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
For me, like I said, it's an opportunity to be creative, but at the same time, you know, create awareness on animal welfare issues, and that's I think that's just my strongest passion.
And I think that's, you know, the fact that you've spread out, so it's not just clothing, you know, and you're also doing this for animal awareness and for rescues and things. I mean, we just finished 4 episodes of Rescue here, so I'm really, really up on Rescue and, you know, the numbers and statistics and stuff. So anything anyone's doing to help the shelter situation, I think, is
huge. Yes,
little
helps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Jennifer, you were saying before about the Mayor's Alliance?
Yeah, the Mayor's Alliance is having a goal by 2015 to be a no-kill shelter system. And I think it's going to be the largest city in the world to have a no-kill shelter.
Yes, yes. Wow. It's going to be the first, hopefully, and yeah.
That would be fantastic.
And, you know, yeah. Most no-kill shelters are private organizations because the funding required to protect that many mm-hmm. animals and not have to put them down is
yeah, the Mayor's Alliance for New York City Animals that have 150 rescue groups under their umbrella.
Wow.
Yes. And then it's not only dogs, it's cats, rabbits. You know, they, for example, they have Sean Casey Animal Rescue that yep. have also exotic animals.
Yep.
Sean is amazing what he does. So, you know, they are working hard on helping animals and hopefully something that my personal goal that I would like to see is also having animal education being bring to school curriculums to start educating the young kids at
That'd
school.
Be great.
Absolutely, right
That'd
after
be,
manners.
Yes.
Yeah. No
like,
kidding.
Yes.
I mean, kids.
I remember when I was growing up, my parents kind of taught me responsibility through my pets. They said, "You want a pet? Yeah, well, then you care for it. You have to feed it, you have to bathe it, and it's your responsibility. Of course, they help, you know. I mean, was a kid, but I learned that you have to be responsible.
That's great. And so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 1 minute. We're talking pet fashion here at Animal Instinct.
Animal Instinct is brought to you today by Brooklyn Cares Veterinary Clinic. Since 2008, Brooklyn Cares has been providing exceptional veterinary care to pets throughout Brooklyn, New York. Led by doctors Timothy Mann and Stephanie Liff, the practice advocates a gentle, holistic approach to caring for your pet and offers an impressive breadth of basic and advanced healthcare services for your dog or cat. This modern practice, conveniently located in the Clinton Hill neighborhood of Brooklyn, is fully equipped with state-of-the-art equipment to ensure that your pet receives the highest quality care, regardless of whether they're sick or injured, or simply visiting for annual wellness checkup. For more information, visit BrooklynCaresVet.com.
And we are back, and we are talking about fabulous pet fashion with Ada Neves and Jennifer Jo Moyer, and I'm having a blast. This is the best interview ever. This is so much fun.
I like
fun.
How you say my last name, Neves.
It's very fancy. Neves. I love it. So what, for both of you, what's your most popular item?
I sell most of the really thick wool sweaters when you go to a store to buy a sweater for a dog, it's usually a machine-made
acrylic
or wool, but that flat knit. So a lot of my sweaters have a lot of texture and a lot of color. Mm-hmm. So
they're very whimsical funky.
Yeah.
Yes.
You asked earlier if we follow fashion trend or anything like that. I never have followed fashion trend for myself. I'm certainly not going to start now for the dogs. My creations come strictly out of my brain.
Cool.
And I guess out of my heart, but they're all colorful and textural and really cozy.
The ones that I've seen are beautiful. I love the wools that you use. They're so happy and they're so brightly colored and they're warm.
Yes.
They're really warm because Jennifer used to bring her dogs to Brooklyn Cares Veterinary Clinic, who's our sponsor, who I used to work for. See, it's all a big circle. And she'd come in the winter sometimes and the dogs would have these sweaters on. And I mean, they were warm. They're nice sweaters. And that was one of the ones we'd all be in the back like, I want this sweater. Do you think it'll fit? I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. The clothes have to be functional.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that Ada also strives for, that unless it's a specific piece for a show that's only going to be for the show, mm-hmm. all the clothes that we make the dogs can walk
well,
in
the,
them.
The idea is that the dogs can, the pets can wear them.
Right, they can wear them and not be tortured by them. Yes. Like so many people go, oh, those poor dogs. It's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, we make very sure that the clothes are comfortable and usable. And Meteor and Fifi Gigi have a blog on Tumblr. It's meteor-dog on Tumblr. And it's about design, not clothing design mm-hmm. from a dog's perspective. And we shoot all the pictures of them laying on the floor so that it's whatever they would see. Because they're only 9 and 11 inches tall. So anything you can see from 9 and 11 inches is in their blog. And so we have to make sure that they, first of all, are dressed up for these shots, but also that we can pose them anywhere and they can be comfortable and they can walk towards us because we do a lot of walking shots, and that they're not just clothes that they have to stand there in.
Safety is an issue.
Always.
And I don't recommend people to dress up their animals and just leave them and go.
Always
do under supervision because animals are animals. You know? And if you have one, if it's playful, it's going to try to play with whatever it's wearing. Yep. Or if you have another one, guess what? Probably the one that is wearing the outfit has no issue, but the other one that is playing can eat a button or something. So you have to, always be watching. In terms of probably my most popular, it's hard for me to say. I mean, I go seasonal about different things, but I can tell you, like, my favorites can be the ones that I paint the fabric on.
Oh, cool.
Because I can make my own designs, my own prints, and it's completely washable. And
wow.
Yeah.
So I have one painted with a sandcastle by Ada. That says Fire Island on it. That we, put
yes, I love doing that. Anything that where I can express creativity, that's what I like the
most. So they're really, really original. I mean, they're
very original. Yes.
That's so great.
I make my own designs too.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just so much work can be involved in that. I mean, for someone, I don't sew. I pretend I can, and I can't sew for nothing. And I mean, for me to sew even a T-shirt is like mind-boggling, so to be able to do something.
Well, the work that you do in the radio is pretty hard too. I mean, I can't imagine myself being talking to so many people day after day. So God gave a talent to each one of us.
Exactly. And you're really good at sewing little tiny things.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I haven't go to an ant size yet, but I've been thinking of Madagascar roaches lately.
So what's the smallest outfit you've made?
I just finished a hamster outfit.
No.
It's a 1-inch length and a couple of inches on the neck. I mean, really, really tiny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just shipped it to Canada.
Oh, my God.
Yes, they're dressing up hamsters in Canada.
So is this...
This isn't even an American issue.
Wow.
But it tells you. I mean, right now I just met a lady who has a company in Japan just for guinea pigs.
Really?
Yes. And the whole collection, the website, everything that she sells is really very mind-blowing, because anything for the dog, imagine it in a smaller size for guinea pigs.
Wow.
And people have weddings for them and birthday parties, and just like
guinea
we do for the dogs.
Hardly even have legs.
Hey,
seriously. That's going to be tough, but interesting.
Different type of models, I guess, plus size.
Fifi Gigi looks shapely. If we put her in guinea pig clothes.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's everything, for any like, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, I had an interview on a couple months ago of this amazing, amazing nonprofit called the Popo. And what they do, they're in Africa, and they train African rats, which are big.
They're huge. Find their mines?
To find the landmines.
Yes, I know about them, yes.
Well, I told them about you.
Oh.
And they got very excited, and they wanted you to contact them. So I will forward you their email.
Absolutely. Oh, I love it. Thank you.
They're super, super nice people.
Yes. I mean...
Are we going to make combat clothes?
I don't know, but I mean, you could do... I keep envisioning, like, the World War II helmet and, like, the little... fucking it'd be awesome.
Those rats are real big.
They're really big.
Yes, and I believe they use bananas to trade them to find the landmines.
Yep, they use bananas, and they use mostly bananas, and they grind it up, and they stick it in a syringe, and then they give them a little bit off of it. It's amazing what they've done. They've cleared. Oh, I'm not going to remember now.
But it shows you one thing. How smart these animals are.
That's very true.
Okay, which is, the stereotype. People think that they are not
dirty, yeah.
They're not, you cannot teach them tricks or they're dirty, you know. It's the complete opposite.
Yeah, they really are. They're really, really smart. And they've done, it's something like, I'm going to get all these numbers messed up, but it's something like to raise a rat, it's approximately $100 a year to train them and do everything. Mm-hmm. To test one person for tuberculosis, the test is $68. Yeah. And a rat can do 10 TB tests in, I think, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's like the rats, besides helping the community so much, are really helping TB and are making huge differences.
Tell that to the Blasio. The rats are icons in Africa. They're saving lives.
Exactly. They're doing good stuff. Ours just eat garbage.
You see, everything is perception.
It's the truth.
Everything
isn't
is perception,
So what kind of occasions are you guys typically contacted for?
I do a lot of private events, weddings, personal birthdays, and things like that, where people are more private. And then I have others that are more public because they want to show off their pets everywhere, you know. So I do a little bit of everything.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm contacted for winter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Winter is my event. I had a very long event this year.
Yeah,
it was
seriously.
Called winter.
Seriously. Yeah, I could see this being like a no-brainer for a wedding. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like total no-brainer for the wedding.
Yes, I had a... I remember my first client dog in a wedding was a pit bull.
Oh wow!
Yes, and she was the maid of honor.
Oh,
yeah. And they had the wedding reception outdoors, and sadly, you know, the dog passed away a couple of years ago, and they got a new one. And she has become the new model of the family now. And then I had the opportunity of making her also, you know, custom outfits. I remember once a lady from a wedding that she wanted her chihuahua in there. So instead of carrying flowers, I made the outfit. The whole skirt of the dog dress was out of flowers.
Oh, cool.
That's what I tried to convince my friend Lauren last September.
So she carried
the
chihuahua as the flower bouquet.
Cool.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
that.
Other times, you know, where I have done doggy weddings itself, because at one time it was very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because the doggies are going to do any hanky-panky. But, you know, it's for people to... reaffirm on their friendship.
Yeah.
You know, that they see that the dogs can play with each other and they become friends, like me and Jennifer. And then we come and say, well, you know what? I want to marry, my Tabasco wants to ask Fifi Gigi in marriage.
Yeah.
Wow, I would never allow that. Even if Tabasco is a TV star, which he is on Nickelodeon, but her father would never allow
That's
that.
That's Mojito.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, and I'm not saying drinks on air, right? I'm just giving the names of my dogs.
So what does Mojito do on Nickelodeon?
Mojito played a character in Nick Studio 10, Nickelodeon, where he was the mascot of a show. And there were four kids that do all this crazy stuff, playing around. And he was their mascot. And he gets to have a voice. And you can hear him talk. And every day he will have a different outfit.
Wow, he had some really good
Yes, yes. For the whole season, every day he had a different outfit. And, so having a lot of fun with him.
So if people, like television casters or movies or fashion, want an animal dressed up in their shot, your animals are available to be used for that. Like your animals
not
are
only,
actors.
Not only my animals work as talents in different, media work that we get called for, but I also, after getting my FIT certification, that kind of solidifies me in the market, in the media for them, because it's something that you can present proof that you're taking this very serious.
Yeah.
It's not just a hobby now. Then I got to be called as pet stylist.
Oh, cool.
For shows. So I did that for 30 Rock. And, awesome. I did that for MTV, Animal Planet.
Ice Loves Coco.
Ice Loves Coco.
Wow.
I mean, I have dressed up quite a few animals out there. I can be blamed for that, yeah. Even for dog shows, last year I have the opportunity to be the first person or pet stylist to be dressing up animals for AKC and TICA. AKC is the National Registry for Dogs.
Yeah.
For dog shows in the nation. And TICA is the dog vegetable for cats.
Oh, okay.
So I did meet the breeds and I had fashion shows over the weekend, you know, back to back for cats and dogs.
Wow.
So I have also dressed up, you know, the animals that are competing in the show world. And
wow. So when you're doing, let's talk about fashion shows a bit, because I know you're very, very involved in them. I mean, I look at, when I think of it, you know, I just think of like the human fashion shows where, mm-hmm. you know, it's mayhem backstage, everybody's freaking out and people are running around.
Pretty much the same. That's a good image about it.
So, like, do you have...
Every year I quit.
Do you have, like, 3 minutes to, like, change them? Or do you have time to... Like, do your dogs do wardrobe changes in a fashion show? Or
no,
is it just kind of...
one outfit per model.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's one per model. And then you'll see me screaming my lungs out, making sure that people are lining up and dressing up their pets and getting ready. Yep.
Do you have casting calls?
No,
she knows pet in New York.
I guess she knows who to call. I've been very lucky to meet so many people with the same passion that I have.
Wow.
That I don't find myself in the need of doing casting calls. I have an idea like of Fifi and Meteor, you know.
She knows where to call.
Yeah, yep. So, you know, they I know their temperament. I know their owner, which is important too.
Because
sometimes I have come to situations where I love the animals, but I can't work with the owner. it's the truth. I mean, that happens. So, you know, I know that the animals are good, the owner is good, and then I ask them. And so far, you know, I mean, they'd be happy to help because they know that when they do it, it's for a cause.
Yeah.
You know, it's helping out something. Somebody.
And so the fashion shows are really to bring more awareness to, like, the rescue groups and things like that?
Or are
you showing, like, your spring line?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, but... My main goal is always to create, you know, attention on animal welfare. That's how it all started. I mean, I love my dogs, and I thought, since they bring me so much happiness and joy, why other people can't have the same?
Totally.
And that's what I like. I think, you know, that I want people to have the same blessings. You know? 10 years ago, and I say this everywhere I go, I was like an invisible person in the city.
Really?
I had no pets. And
really?
I was very shy, yes. I mean, believe it or not.
Wow.
Not imagining.
And my first language is Spanish, so I never had the courage to speak because I'm very conscious on trying to do it correctly. And after I got my first pet and I started meeting people, that kind of went somewhere in the back.
That's great.
And I learned to be a little more outgoing and not be so shy. Because after all, I learned that we're all the same, especially people that have pets.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, we are. We definitely
you have an animal. You love your animal. I feel the same way. We can talk. We can relate. We can talk about anything.
We can talk about dogs for hours.
Yes.
And dogs in dresses for even more hours.
Oh, my God.
Dogs in dresses and sunglasses. Forget it. This is a week-long conversation.
The sunglasses are fabulous. There are samples here of some of the styles. There is the groovy, wire-rimmed one for, like, teeny tiny dogs. And then we go up to, like, awesome frames.
Like
really
cat
gorgeous.
Size.
Yeah, they're great.
Like
yes, I call them the Tom Cruise type, you know, the Sophia Loren
totally.
or Barry Catherine Hepburn,
totally.
The pink ones.
I love those. I hope they fit Fifi Gigi. I hope that little face is big enough for those pink
They're
horses.
So cute. I mean, they're made so well. It's like the little ones. I was like, the minute I saw them, I was like, I wonder if I can fit those on my face.
No, but on your cat.
Exactly.
I'm sure he would love those.
The best I can do with our cats is one of my cats. Occasionally, we found this ridiculous tiny little cape at IKEA. And I don't know what it was for. He probably stole it off some stuffed animal or something. But we paid for it. And once in a while, he'll put it on and walk around the house. And it's really funny because when you put it on, because we've made such a fuss, mm-hmm. he's very proud.
That he likes it. Oh, yeah. That's where it comes to the positive proud. Reinforcement that we were talking before. They know and they get that energy from you. And so they want to repeat it. They want to do it again and again and again. Yeah, we have a cat that was rescued from the streets. And he dresses up like you have no idea.
He's also an acclaimed TV star.
Oh, wow.
He's on the Febreze commercial.
Oh, cool.
He's the cat who looks annoyed that you can't smell his litter box.
I want to know who the gray cat is that does every single commercial.
That's her cat, Martini.
The short-haired one with the cool stripes,
big Persian-ish
one. He's the poofy one. Yeah, the pretty. Yeah. I've seen Martini, but there's this other cat that, like, 5 years ago did every single commercial in the history of everything.
Orange tabby?
No, he was a gray and brown tabby. And he was beautiful and big stripes. His ears were a little set apart. And he's kind of, I always kind of think of it being like a Hollywood true story. Like he got famous and now he's in rehab or something. Because nobody's seen him in the past 5 years.
I'm sure he's living the cat life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you guys could dress one famous animal, who would it be?
You know, you sent this question to us a couple of days ago, and I've been racking my brain. I don't even know any famous animals. I can't even think of... I know Ada knows lots of famous animals, but I couldn't even think of one.
I have the opportunity of dressing so many animals that, I mean, I can't even imagine.
I know Kelly was very excited that she had dressed Paris Hilton's dog, Kelly Owens.
Yeah,
had posted pictures of Paris.
Well,
dog.
You know, I think things, again, looking at the perspective of it, every animal that I get a chance to dress up is a star and is famous and is a celebrity for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I have in their mind, and I want them to look their best.
Nice.
I would love to do. I mean, probably the coolest thing for me right now, thinking about it, would be having a very popular cartoon like Garfield or Scooby-Doo or some of those cartoons with outfits drawn by me.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really fun. That would be creative, different, and I haven't done that now. I don't know. Maybe Scooby-Doo is out there listening.
I was going to say, if we can go there, then I want to dress Bugs Bunny.
There you go. It's so funny because when I sent you guys the question, like the only animal that ever came to my mind the entire time was Shamu. I'm like, really? A killer whale? Really? Like, we can put him in a tuxedo.
Well, I can put him in a
Well, I 2 years ago, one of the shows that we did for the Mayors Alliance for New York City Animals, it was an all animals show, and one of my models was a fish.
No.
Yeah.
Well, sort of.
Yes. So, you know, I did not dress the fish, but I can dress the little bowl.
Good idea.
Okay. So it's kind of making the fish in fashion. So I got this beautiful glass that was turned into a handbag.
Oh, wow.
So she could take the fish with her wherever she wanted to go, just like any person wants to take their pet.
Cool.
And then the glass could be decorated with different colors and themes and things. And the fish, which is called Monster, got to walk on one of a red carpet.
Yeah, we were in that fashion show.
Got to walk on a red carpet and all of that. So,
and he was very proud. He knew he was in this very fancy
I had an iguana on the same show.
Oh,
a bunny,
wow.
A snake.
What did you dress a snake in?
I did a bag to carry the snake.
Oh, cool.
And then I got some ribbon. And you know how they have those Roman shoes where you frost them?
Yeah, the strappy
and
thing.
So I did something like that for the snake around the body. Yeah.
That's so smart. I love it. I would have just been like, sock, done, okay.
Well, Ada already said she started with a sock.
Exactly.
She's not going back yet.
That'd be terrible.
Well, there's some really cute socks now for children.
That's true. They're
very popular. Hey, I wouldn't mind. When you look at the fabrics and the prints, hey.
Yeah, there's some beautiful stuff out these days. I just love it. So who are your favorite fashion designers?
Old Navy is my favorite fashion designer.
I love obviously, you know, because of my Latin roots, I love Oscar de la Renta.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Carolina Herrera.
She's amazing.
On the more fun style, I love Betsy Johnson.
She's the bomb. I love Betsy.
I just love that woman and everything that she makes.
I always wanted her hair. I always wanted to do that to my hair.
The accessories, the all her fashions. Not forgetting that she's such a cool person.
I could see you guys collaborating. I could see her selling your stuff in her store.
Oh gosh,
you know,
that would be the day.
I mean, seriously, like your colors are so bright and so happy, and her stuff. It's like a no brainer. Like we need to get her in touch with her so she can have her fashion shows and bring some of your dogs and do. I mean, come on, Betsy would love this.
She can dress me and then I dress her dogs.
There you go.
That's a good deal, right?
I want in on that.
That sounds good. I like that. Oh my gosh. So I'm just having too much fun. I'm loving this. Okay, here's our controversial question. Okay, ready for this one?
Ooh, controversial.
Brace yourself.
Oh, okay.
As Ada and Jennifer storm out of the studio. And they're like, okay, so sorry about that.
Hold me, Jen. Hold me.
Okay. I don't remember anything being controversial on the list unless you added it since we saw it.
No, nothing too hideous. But what do you say to people who don't think it's a good idea to dress animals?
I always say, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's not for your animal. My dogs love it.
Mm-hmm.
And how they always will say, how do you know? And my brother-in-law is the king of, oh, those poor dogs. Oh, those poor dogs. But like I said before, most of the time I take out a piece of clothes. They run over to me. They want to put it on. The times that he runs under the bed, I take out a different shirt. He comes back out.
Awesome.
So it's... All I can say is most of the time I'm dressing them for function, not just for fashion.
Yeah.
It's not just for fun.
Yes. Well, this is something that is not for everybody, obviously. You need to like it, and you need to know that you have to be supervising your animals every time that you do it.
Yeah.
But it could go so many ways. I mean, for me, if you don't like it, don't do it. That's fine.
Totally.
You know? But you can try probably going different ways about it. Like if you want to... promote recycled items, mm-hmm. or, you know, so you can say, well, I have an old shirt. I don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And it's going to be cold outside. Why don't you use that coat, that shirt, and make something for your dog?
Mm-hmm.
And you recycle material
idea.
Or, you know. People use it for advertisement for their business. I have a client that asked me to make an outfit for her dog where it's all about her business. So it was like a walking,
awesome.
Like a walking board.
It's a great idea.
So, you know, there's different things that you go and use the fashions for, not just as fun to dress up your animals, you know, so...
So
I guess that is very individual.
And sometimes it is just fun to dress up your animals.
That's true.
Well, for me, it's just fun. But like you said, you know, if you go to my house, there's a bunch of Lady Godivas in the apartment. They're all naked.
It's true. Not one of those.
Yeah, now they're all naked. Hey, I want to be naked. You don't talk about the dogs. But, but when we go out, I think it's something that people expect.
Yeah,
for us to do.
Definitely.
So the moment that we open the door, they have to be wearing something. And I take the opportunity of use it as a statement.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I will try to use a recyclable, I will get like a bag of rice,
mm-hmm.
plastic bag of rice. I would turn it into a raincoat.
Cool.
And then I will walk with it. I would take the supermarket plastic bags and I would turn them into leashes.
So cool.
Just because I want to show people that you can do this yourself too.
I love it.
That is something, you know, it's not just me or just X person or Y. You can do it yourself. Just because the more that we promote for people to dress up their animals or to accessorize them, not dressing them, but probably with, you know, having more fancy colors or hats or head. These are pets that are not going to end up in a shelter or abandoned because the moment they start dressing them up...
They're personified.
You know, it's like a click on our brains that then they make us look at them differently. We're not going to abandon a family member. You know, and we're going to do better. We want them... We start with giving them fashions, accessories, and then we start educating ourselves and trying to feed them better. And we're going to start looking into
nutrition.
And if I don't want to eat meat or something that I don't agree with, then I'm going to find ways of feeding my animal better too.
Mm-hmm.
So it lasts longer and it's going to have a healthier life. So you see, it's all, for me,
so
it's all
interesting.
So it's all connected.
Absolutely. I love it. So, like, you just got to get your pet an outfit, and then you're going to take better care of it. And it's true.
Yes.
It's so true.
It just keeps escalating.
I love
it. And then once you're doing that, other people are going to be watching what you're doing, and they're going to try to emulate you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have the opportunity to probably, without even wanting, educating them about it.
It's awesome.
And the more it happens, then the better our world can turn out to be, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, animal welfare is really important. And by using this and so many different methods to educate people, I mean, my God, when I was a kid, if somebody brought in, like, you know, a guinea pig and a rat dressed up, we all would have been like, oh, wow, and would have paid a lot more attention, you know?
I have to say, my friend drops her dog off at my house a lot for me to babysit her, and she always says she doesn't like to get dressed up. I know you're going to dress her, but she doesn't like to get dressed up. But for me, she gets dressed up, and she puts on the dresses, and she walks around the house, and she plays with my dogs all fancied up. I had her for Christmas and New Year's last year. She was all fancy all the parties. But at home, you put a dress on her, she sits there like a rock.
Yep.
Because her family doesn't think it's fun.
Yeah.
But she knows I'm going to be like,
oh, there are others also that, like me, that are shy. And then it's like they come out of the closet.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because they start with a little outfit, and when you look at them now, they're having feathers and rhinestones and a lot of things that are, like, really, really, over the top.
I love it. Awesome.
I absolutely love. You know, I'm a bling girl.
Awesome.
And I think, like, Miley Cyrus brought that back. So I'm loving it. So, and I love to see that, because then it shows that the person really takes the time to care for their pets and to enjoy them.
Yep.
Because that's life.
That's what it's about.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, yes. Just enjoy your pet. And if you treat your pet like that, imagine how you will treat your family members.
No kidding. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. But before we cut this off, I want to know, for our listeners, where can your guys' pieces be bought? Where can people see your work? How can they contact you guys? So whoever wants to start.
I'm on Facebook at SweaterDog or SweaterDog.com. I also run another organization called Pup Scouts, PupScouts.org. If you want to see the dogs dressed up in little uniforms, please come to PupScout.org.
Not only get dressed in uniform, this is an organization where you can you bring people together, again, that have the same passion, and they like to make events to raise funds to help other animals.
Nice.
That are not as fortunate as the ones that they have.
Nice.
Right? Yes. And for me, just Google my name. Gosh, I am the Puerto Rican white rice. You'll find me on Facebook, in Twitter, in Instagram. You have my website. And it's all just Ada Nieves.
And check it out, man. The photographs are awesome. The pieces are great. Thank you guys so much for coming. This was so much fun. Oh, my God.
Thank you for having us. I love being here. I really enjoyed this.
This was so much fun. I want you guys back some other time.
Please.
I'm Celia Kutcher. You can find me at foodhealer.com. Next week, we're going to have another exciting show. So tune in next Monday. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.